time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I am a strong supporter of law enforcement and local fire services, so, like many of you, I suppose, I was a little dismayed to hear that there would be a major cuts in the staffing of the Ocean Street and Myrtle Avenue fire stations. The public, as a whole, supported the request for support of the fire and police services by voting for the propositions on the ballot. I had a small business a few years ago and am vaguely familiar with the hidden costs associated with running a business, such as payroll costs over and above what the employee pays, building upkeep, insurance costs, and etc., and I was close enough to the operation of some of the other places that I worked to know what was going on. It seems to me, though, that some pencil pusher could have seen what was coming. I'm not blaming anyone, but it's like when that airliner disappeared a couple of years ago and higher-ups were saying, oh yeah, it's probably sitting on a runway somewhere. Yeah, right. Everyone and his brother has a cell phone with a camera in it, and hundreds, if not more, pictures would have been all over the place. In getting rid of the police department's civilian positions, it would be like at the hospital when they dispensed with all the aides and LVNs. Now all the work is laid on the RNs, and they are too busy sometimes, or less inclined to do some of the dirty work involved. If you have a little fender bender and no one is injured, and all the officers are busy, you may have to wait a long time for someone to show up in case of an accident. I had a minor fender bender a couple years ago or so on a busy street in Henderson Center. It was my fault, but the lady wouldn't move her car. When the gal showed up after a short wait, and she had a tough time getting the lady to move. If we had needed to wait for an officer, we might have still been there. Not that they are slow, they just could have been busy. To regain the trust and support of the public, they need to do something constructive about this situation. As I listened to John Sapper's comment about phone calls, I thought I'd share some of the calls or offers we've received. We were called by the IRS twice to be sued. We got the favorite grandson call for money. We got a card in the mail promising us a couple $1 million if we would send them a couple $100. We've won several free cruises to the Bahamas or Caribbean. We've been offered almost free condos in Hawaii, and the list goes on and on. It's hard to believe people really fall for this stuff, especially the one from that well-known prince from Nigeria or wherever. Of course, then we have the request for charities. We have dropped most of ours due to tight finances, but we stick to some local ones. Well, summer is almost all officially here, so enjoy the sun, preserve the water, and if you go boating somewhere, yell, "Hit it, ski cat," for me. I really miss those water skiing days at our lagoons in Trinity and Shasta Lakes. It was something all the kids enjoyed with their friends, so I knew where they were. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.